Ambassador College, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
On, at least for the present or so we hope, are the great infectious disease epidemics of smallpox, yellow fever, diphtheria, typhoid, and polio, because sanitation and drugs have reduced them to manageable proportions. But in their place are a growing list of diseases that characterize a so-called modern advanced civilization, like heart disease, lung disease, cancer, diabetes, cirrhosis of the liver, and nervous disorders. Added to these big killers and cripplers is an endless variety of other health problems. No, people aren't being wiped out by vast typhoid, polio, and bubonic plague epidemics. But when you look at the tens of millions of Americans that are sick, afflicted, disabled, painful, aching around their joints, got all kinds of gripes and complaints, and is there anybody anywhere that doesn't have some form of chronic disability, you begin to wonder as you listen to people talk about their physical ills. It's obvious that our modern, overfed, undernourished society is really a sick society, with over half the population with at least one chronic ailment. When you add to that the deep emotional problems, stress, worry, fear, that plague great numbers of society, then it's no wonder that Valium and tranquilizers, even top penicillin and painkillers, as some of the most oft-prescribed drugs. But why? Why so much sickness? Why should people in their early 40s look like they're warmed over death? I mean, just at the time when people ought to be right in their absolute prime, when they should be filled with vibrant, radiant health, they ought to really be having a ball filled with their full strength and full capacity, and yet here are people just broken down and bent over and looking like they're aged beyond belief. I mean, it's unbelievable when you see people that can allow their physical bodies to just go to pot, and I mean it literally, and disintegrate in a very few years' time. Well, you know, it has to do with laws. Do you know that there are hidden laws, and I'm not talking of food fanaticism, of pills or special diets. I'm not talking about anything except the actual living laws that govern what you are. Laws that regulate the health of your body and your mind. And when those laws are broken, even if you're ignorant of them, ignorance of those laws is certainly no excuse, then millions of individuals have themselves broken, meaning broken health, broken minds, broken bodies. You see, the human body happens to operate like a tremendously finely tuned mechanism, like a vast computer, like the finest Swiss watch. Yet millions abuse or neglect their health in ways that are virtually guaranteed to produce sickness in body or mind or both. Doctors often talk today about the so-called 20-year abuse syndrome, meaning that our good old physical bodies are so tough that generally we can get by with abusing our naturally good health for 20 or so years in our early lives before degenerative diseases begin to catch up. You can have a strong-looking kid out there with not more than one or two pimples at 20 years of age that has been popping into his mouth every kind of sugar, fat, grease, and starch, that has been living wrong, has been eating the quick foods and all that. He can be strong, he can be a football player, he can just look tremendous. By the time that same strong young kid of 20 is 40, he will have lost all his hair, have a horrible paunch, all of his teeth are gone, he's got high blood pressure, cirrhosis of the liver, and a few other ailments that are too personal to perhaps even talk about. You know why? Because too many Americans have come to look on gluttony, alcoholic intemperance, reckless driving, sexual frenzy, smoking, and everything else is a kind of a constitutional right. And they've come also to expect somebody like the FTC, the FDA, and every other government agency to come along and finance some government-sponsored cures to remove the unhappy consequences. I'll send you a full-color booklet on principles of healthful living. It's not trying to sell you pills or a diet. It's got to do with basic underlying laws that govern your life.